Can we raise our hands in the presence of God like this? Can you say, God, I love you? I want you to speak with your mouth and say, God, I love you. Can you say, God, I love you? Let's stand on our feet. Let's stand on our feet. Let's stand on our feet. In the presence of Jehovah. How many are so blessed to be in the presence of God? I want you to give your neighbor a high five. Tell your neighbor you are welcome in the presence of God. You are not doing it the way I want you to do it. Say, neighbor. Say, neighbor. Touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Tell your neighbor, say, God is good. Say, our God is a good God. Say, yekele kele, ah, yekele kele, ah, yekele kele, ah. Are you there? Jehovah is good. Come on, say,
my God is good.
Oh, my God is good.
My God is good.
Jehovah is good.
Jehovah is good.
Kele kele, ah. Kele kele, ah.
Tell your neighbor. Tell him that when you're not happy in the Lord.
Say yekele kele. Say yekele kele. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We may take our seats in the presence of the Lord. Are you happy to be in the presence of the Lord? I am so happy to be in the presence of the Lord. And to be with you tonight. And I believe that God will speak to us. And will never be the same again. How many believe that? Can you raise your hand if you believe God will speak to you? I want you, when the word of God is being preached to you, you must be ready to welcome him. Because everything that you are waiting for is triggered or is picked by the word of God. If you do not receive the word of God,
how did I sell into the
If you do not receive the word of God,
if
you might end up missing your own miracle. Because the Bible says miracles follow after the
weight.
Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? Buja makiri maki.
Maki.
Masikin cheri maki. Gubela rukisigali na anela some belief. Jigan, vasaya. Eva sa sei ira orgurri abanane. Jigan ulive lema kia mongor maki. Gubelar gisgale nane la sambli. We thank God tonight for his word. Amen.
Amen.
And before I can go to the word of God tonight, let me thank the prophet of the house. Muruti Mamabolo.
Muruti Mamabolo.
For having invited me to be in this place. It is such an honor to have people like him. The prophets of this age. So also by the Grace Ministry.
Live by the Grace Ministry.
And everyone that is connected to the ministry. I salute you. In Jesus' name. And let me also thank Baruti, any servant of God that is in this place. From different churches. I salute you in Jesus' name. And also let me thank people from different denominations that are here. I salute you in Jesus' name. And also my, the worship team and the band, you guys are so wonderful. I think if you can move with me something, I'm going to explode in this place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just wave your hand like this. Say, my God is a good God. Say with your mouth, say, my God is a good God. Are you ready to hear the word of God tonight? Are you ready to hear the word of God tonight? I like noise. Are you ready to hear the word of God tonight? Can we go to 1 Samuel chapter 30?
Ariene bukuni ya Samuel wa mathomo.
Chapter 30.
Temana ya lesumitharo.
We will read
ya masumitharo.
From verse 1 we will go down.
Re thoma ka tema ya masumitharo from temana ya pili.
To verse 8. I just want us to read this with this scripture. And God will bless us.
Yona ebale ka tsela ye. Yare heta fida le banna ba hawe ba fihla tsikilaga ka tsatsi la boraro. Ba khwetjana ha yeo ya thuko ya borwa itlahetsi ke ba maleke ba khutse motse wa tsikilaga ba ofishitse ba thupile basadi ba hona fela ba seke ba bolaya motho le he ile e monyinyane le he ile o moholo ba fo ba thupa ba ba ishaka tsela. Dafita he a fihla motseng ana le banna ba gagwe ba bona motse o swile le gobane basadi ba bona le barwa ba bona le barwedi ba bona ba thupilwe ba tlhaboša mantšu a bona balla ba felelwa ke maatla a golla yena Dafita le banna ba babego ana nabo le basadi ba babedi ba Dafita Ahinoama wa Jezeriele le Abigaele mosadi wa Nabala ba wa Karamele ba be ba thupilwe Dafita yena o be a tlaletse haholo ka go ba le batho ba be ba re ba tlo mo thuma ka maswika ka go ba dipelo tsa bona di be le senyehile ka baka la barwa ba bona le barwedi ba bona Dafita yena a itisha matla ka morena modimo wa gagwe a bolela le Abiathara mopresita morwa wa Abimeleke are a botle le kobo ya mopresita Abiathara a tla go Dafita ana nayo Dafita a botsiša morena are a ke tlhomarele bahlakodi bao a ke tlo ba swara morena are ba tlhomarele o tlo ba swara wa namolela ruri.
Okay. Verse 8. And he said, he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all. Can you pray for us, woman of God?
Mutimu galina la Jesu Christ wa Nazareth baba ya mala wote rimobile halena mutimu go kwa lenshula lena le bible e bula. bolela mantsho a hore motima a le bohale ho fita le tshosha ya mahale ha mabedi baba Christ amatla ho hle ke ya rapela na bona ho tswana le ye uri motimo le sailo bolela baba rikwe se le simolela motima ga le fihle ka rapelo ya motho yo mongwe le mongwe le bitso le le matla la Jesu wa Nazareth baba a le tsene le tshule le phunyeletse le fihlele le motimo seo mantsho a rena a kekeng a fihlelela motimo a tlotsa mohlanka wa gago morena Jesu baba o mošomise bjalo ka sebjana se se tshwanelang ko šomiswa ga letareng ka leina le le phela la morena Jesu Kriste wa Nazareta baba tlotsa lentšho la gago morena le fodise lelokolle le phedise modimo wa ka bohle morena Jesu ba thumilweng ka leina la Jesu wa Nazareta Lord we thank you for your word for it is life in abundance in the name of Jesus thank you Lord amen
hallelujah hallelujah are you still there
le salute
are you still there
le salogona
can you touch your neighbor again say neighbor
tsara makhelwane makhelwane
say neighbor I feel fire in this place
ke kwa mollo tulong e
Butisa my kore kanti ke uchuba na makina usa sei na
Butisa maisha lo kanti ke uchuba ukia sei
I am Pastor Malachi.
Kimuruti Malachi, KK.
All the way from Hawali.
Kitwa Hawali.
And I came here tonight.
Kitlemo busumbo.
To come and bless somebody. But I want you to be ready.
Tell
your neighbor, say Honor Max. Get ready. Say fire.
Fire.
Say go. Go. Do you know that track that says Honor Max? Get set. Come on, say. Yes. Get set. Yay.
We are ready for Jerusalem.
Oh, we are ready. Hallelujah.
We are ready for Jerusalem.
Oh, we are ready. Hallelujah.
We are ready for Jerusalem.
Can you be ready, Uduchi Fasi? Can you be ready in the state? It seems like you are not ready. It seems like you are not ready. Touch your neighbor, say, Honor Max.
Yes, Honor Max.
Get ready for Jerusalem, Honor Max. Get set. Get ready for Jerusalem. Yeah, we are. Hallelujah.
Ready for Jerusalem.
Oh, we are ready. Oh, yeah.
We are ready for Jerusalem.
Yeah, we are ready. We are ready.
We are ready.
Europa in this place, man.
Ah, but mama tuli Europa.
Okay, let's take our seat. Let's take our
seat.
And he answered him and said,
"O arabile ari,
pursue,
balatele,
for you shall overtake them,
hubani utabatwar,
and you shall recover all."
Eno utana mulela bochi.
Help me speak tonight.
To say, kibulele busi.
Under the topic that says,
"Kata zatoye reu."
God will do it again in your life.
Mutimo utadira hape bupilomba ha.
Help me. Tell your neighbor, say, God will do it again in your life. Check to other neighbor, say, God will do it again in your life. I don't want you to speak like a failure. I want you to speak like a
winner.
Say, God will do it again in your life. From Genesis
When God created man, the Bible says, God created the heavens and the earth. And from verse 2, the Bible says that there was darkness all over the earth. And the earth had no shape. In other words, if you were sitting on the earth,
if you know the fasting,
you could not determine where Zanini is, where Giani is. Because the earth was had no shape. It had lost shape. I just don't know how it looked like. But my Bible says there was no shape. And the darkness was busy covering. And the kind of the darkness that the Bible speaks about is not the darkness that you see outside. It was evil. Because the Bible says that when the God of this world, the devil, when he came upon the world, he came like a covering angel. And he found that when God created the heavens and the earth, from verse 1, he found that the earth was perfect. The earth was good. Because everything that God creates is perfect. But when the devil descended, he made sure that that good earth becomes shapeless. Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? Remember, I'm talking under the topic that says, God will do it again in your life. I want you to touch yourself. Talk to your neighbor. Talk to your neighbor and say, God will do it in my life. Say, God will do it in my life. And from verse 3 of Genesis, God begins to recreate the earth again. Because there was water all over the earth. There was no shape. There was no life right there. But my Bible says the Spirit of the Lord was hovering there, making sure that what the devil wants to destroy, God will always preserve. As long as the Spirit is there, we know there is hope. As long as the Spirit is still hovering, we know there is still hope. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And God says, let there be light. He speaks the way into the Spirit. In other words, there is the word of God. The Bible says, in the beginning was the way. The word was with God. And the word was God. And in verse 14, of John, the Bible says, the word became flesh. In other words, it was Jesus Christ when he was born. So in verse 3, of Genesis chapter 1, where God was creating everything by his
way,
he was producing Jesus Christ into the dead situation. He was planting Jesus as a seed. He was planting it into the earth. The earth that had no shape. And the Bible says there was light.
And the Bible says,
and he separated light from darkness. And he called light day. And he called the darkness night. And what the Bible says,
and the Bible here,
he continued to create things by the word. And when you begin to look at it, at the end of Genesis chapter 2, when you look at the earth, you see green vegetation, you see animals, all the zebras, you see all the beautiful things out of the earth that was where no
shadow.
God created something. Touch your neighbor, say, God will do it again in your life. Ah, you are not saying it the way I want. Say, God will do it again in your life. The Bible says, in the time of Samuel, the Bible says there was a man called
David.
At the time when David was young, God chose him, anointed him, and with the anointing of God, because every time when the anointing comes upon your life, the Spirit of God is upon your life. The Spirit of God is the power of God beyond your ability and inability. In other words, what you cannot do on your own, when the Spirit of God comes upon you, it's an engine. Samson.
Which is Samson?
The Bible says Samson was not physically strong.
Samson was in a mad anamen.
But even if he slept, if they said, Samson, the Philistines are upon you,
Samson,
he would rise up and shake himself. And when the Spirit of God comes upon your life, and then he began to be strong, go and ask Samson,
Samson,
could take the gates of the Philistines and put it upon his shoulder and run to the mountain. And you would ask yourself, where does he get the strength? When the Spirit comes upon your life, everything becomes possible. The Bible says when she was just sitting there, the angel of the Lord came upon her and he said, you shall conceive and you shall carry the Savior. She says, I don't know any man. In other words, there are people in this place who are saying, I cannot move forward because I don't have a man who can take care of me, who can take me to school, who can give me money. But the angel says, you don't need a man. When the Spirit of God comes upon your life, you shall conceive. And he says that the power of God will overshadow. Do you know what a shadow is? Wave your hand like this. Say, God will do it again in your life. Do you know what a shadow is? A shadow is not the owner of the shadow.
Muriti ase,
in other words, if you see my shadow, if you see my shadow, you have not seen me, but you are sure that I'm here. So the angel says to Maria,
Maria.
The power will overshadow you.
Mata,
in other words, you will be under the shadow of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And the same person will have the ability to say, God, you are my refuge, because I'm hiding in the shadow. And when the shadow, you are overshadowed, you shall conceive, because that which is impossible with man is possible with God. David, when he was anointed of God, the Bible says there was a time when he was running away from his enemy, and he ran to the mountain and he was hiding himself there. And he said,
Ari,
and he was just hiding in the caves. And you can imagine a king inside the cave, a man who was to rule Israel inside the cave. There are some people here,
they
are hiding inside the caves, the caves of poverty, the caves of sickness, the caves of people. Oh, you can't get mona to feed, hiding inside the cave. I don't understand this thing. I thought God said I'm a king. What am I doing here? Has God forsaken me? The Bible says when they went down to the village, they found that all has been burnt. Their houses burnt. Their cars burnt. Their money burnt. Yeah, the banka they burnt.
The banka di chubile.
Everything was burnt.
Josh said it chubile. Those weeks were burnt.
The high heel,
but it's the lotus they were burnt.
Yeah, everybody step as sweet.
All the mini skirts were burnt.
To come carbon nobody cavella the sweet.
All the cavellas were
bent.
Everything was bent.
But when they look at them, they said, where is God when our things are bent? Where is God when my children are dying? Where is God when I fail at school? Where is God when my business falls? But the Bible says, hey, when you go through the waters, yeah, I will be with you. When you go through the fire, I will be with you. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The Bible says, you die here, but you don't understand this thing, that our God is a consuming fire. You cannot burn fire with fire. You cannot burn fire with fire. That's your neighbor. Touch your neighbor. Say, I'm a fire. Say, I'm a fire. The Bible says, and when David looked at Ziklag, everything was stolen. Everything. All hope was gone. The vision gone. Anointing. It seemed like it had gone. Everything that they held themselves to was gone. Even the wives of King David gone. The children
children
bana
gone
ba ba tupilwe.
It is like that in Muhammad Simona.
Hutshana le dialo Muhammad.
When you look at the children,
how bona bana,
they are gone
ba tsamaile,
they are into the taverns
ba di tabeleng.
What about ya Saudi ke a bereka a giregise asinya go in the taverns, they are gone
ba ba tsamaile ba di tabeleng,
they are gone
ba tsamaile.
O re kere ke tsena di tabeleng.
When you enter into the
palace,
you get goggles.
They are gone.
They are gone.
But amaile. Hey, I said they are gone.
But amaile.
And David looked.
David alibele.
He says, my children, my wives, they are gone. And the men that were with David, they said, we kill you here because you made our children to go. You are the ones who, you are the one who made our children to leave. You are the one who made our wives to go. You die here. And the Bible says, David encouraged himself. Encouraged himself. He said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I will fear no evil. David began to encourage himself. He says, a thousand shall fall at my right hand, and 10,000 at my right hand. It shall not come near me. And David began to encourage himself in the Lord. But greater is the one that is in me than the one that is in the devil. And David encouraged himself in the Lord. And he says, I'm not the tail. I'm not the tail. I am the head. And David encouraged himself in the Lord. There is a time where you need to encourage yourself. Where people you thought they will encourage you, they leave you. People who should give you money, they leave you.
And the boyfriend also divorces you. Oh my God, I've been divorced.
That is the time when you need to encourage yourself and say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be afraid. Though I walk through the
valley,
you listen to me here. You don't go around. You go straight through the valley. Through the valley. The valley of the valley of being rejected. The valley of failing at school. And when you look at it,
and how
it is the same valley when the prophet in Ezekiel 37, when he was taken by the spirit and he took him to a valley, and when he looked at the bones, they were very dry. And then later God says to the prophet, the bones that you see is the army of Israel.
Israel.
Oh, there's something wrong here. What is the army doing in the valley? It is the army. Tomorrow is the bones. When you try to put the other one, it is at the valley. It is at the valley. And the Bible says, when he encouraged himself, he said, God will not leave me. The Bible says, he said, called the priest. Somebody say, go to church. Zela maki uri go to church.
Musa makhela na re iya kereke.
Zela maki uri o sa ikereken o siye kereken o tshile fashion.
Musa makhela uri o siye kereken o tshile fashion.
Mucho ru siye kereken o tshile fashion.
O siye kereken o tshile fashion.
The Bible says.
Bible iri.
And when the priest came,
ha mo priest a fitla.
He said,
Ari,
shall I go?
Kie.
Shall I pursue them?
Give a lot, Ellie.
Shall I do this thing again?
Did you enjoy happen?
Will I succeed? I'm still hurt.
I'm still destroyed. Should I go again? Should I do it again? Should I try it again? Should I do this thing again? I'm talking to you tonight. Maybe you are still studying. You are saying, I have failed miserably. And you are asking yourself this question. Should I try again? Should I dream again? Should I have that vision again? Do I believe God again? Can this situation come to life again? Can I live again? And I like what the priest says. He says, go. Touch your neighbor, say, go. Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, go. Touch your other neighbor. Touch your other neighbor. Erenmaki, babuchenga pebire maki, maki, jika ni level baba, erenmaki,
maki.
God will do it again in your life. And the Bible says, the priest says, go. You shall surely recover all. In other words, some of you, when it is December like this, when you look at the whole from January, it's like you are looking at your Ziklag. When you look at your finances, some of you lost the people you love. Some of you were gossiped and rejected. Some of you have sickness in your body. Some of you dropped out of school. Some of you are loyal.
They say you are a witch.
Some of you have failed your dreams. And when you look at it, you say it is December. What have I done? Look at my zikla. People are accusing me. People don't want to see me anymore. People think I cannot make it anymore. But listen, I have got a word for you.
That
God will do it again in your life. It does not matter what you have lost. David had lost Ziklag. All the children kidnapped. All the women, all the sheep, all the donkeys, all the cattle,
all the horses,
they were taken. I don't know what is missing in your life, but I came with a way that God will do it again in your life. God will resurrect you again. God will bless you again. God will anoint you again. I don't care whether you don't look on a shape. You are the Nukaranyakanyak.
Found
with a fast in a shape.
And
he began to say, let there be light. Let there be shape. Let there be shape. Some of you tonight, you are going home with your shape. People have been saying to you, what's that the way Anga Bea is on a monolo? That's why Anga Bea is a
seeing.
When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, hey, I say, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, go home and change person. You go home and change person. You are like Salimose. I am a different Moses. When they knew Moses the killer, when the Spirit came upon him, he was a deliverer.
He was a deliverer. He was a deliverer. Say God will do it again.
Hey,
as the
Samaritan,
the Bible says,
Bible
is she met the lion of the tribe of Judah. She met the lion of the tribe of Judah.
When she entered
Cana of Galilee. They did not know that the man I speak about, even water can become wine. They did not know. There is no life in that situation. And when he entered, basadi ba kitima.
Oh, basadi ba kitima.
Kumakona kula basi. I don't know. Or limona hamatimona.
Or lakamasi.
Ba ona ba kulela Jesu.
Oh, ba ko ba kulela Jesu.
I don't know. Or ba ona basadi.
Oh, ba ona na.
Oh, my child. Oh, Lazarus is dead.
Oh, if in Lazarus.
I support Alakayama.
Oh, I support.
Hey, Lazarus, I tell na shinkwa.
Na rekala buroto.
Ba mwanya ni ba mani ba sebaku. I remember in the book of Kings, the Bible says there were two women. And these two women, one day they got drunk.
Bible says,
when she woke up, she found that the child is dead. She says, no. Let me switch. She took the dead child and put it on herself. Be careful of the people you call friends. Who do you call a friend? Who do you say I can trust this one?
Me ola tsepa mogotsa hae.
Ka sim ngana wa yena o tshintshe sengwa.
Don't give me a dead baby.
Then the Bible says,
Bible,
when the other woman woke up,
how she knew,
this is not my child. This is not my child. This is not my child. And she began to cry. Oh, my son. Oh, my son. Where is my son?
You're
a fine one of me. Where there seems to be no way, God says there is no way.
We enter there. Where they say there is no water,
God says there is water here.
There is nothing.
God says there is a king right here. And
it's
Jesus Lazarus. And Lazarus rose up. God will do it again. I don't know tonight what you have lost. 2015. You have lost a lot, Mama. You have lost. Oh, it is like in the spirit realm. I can see people crying. Say, my ziklag is bent. My ziklag is bent.
I can hear you, Pastor.
I have lost so much. I've got a word for you tonight. God will do it again. It does not matter. I serve a miracle working God. Jehovah the I Am. God who lives on his own. He's here tonight. Let's stand on our feet. I want to pray for you tonight. Pursue. And you shall recover all. Tonight is a night of recovery. When you read John chapter 10 verse
10.
The Bible says. The thief comes to steal, kill and destroy. Some of you. The enemy has stolen something in your life. The enemy has killed something in your life. And you feel destroyed. Whether you are hearing me from the tents, or you are hearing me from home, I have got a message for you. God will do it again. God will do it again. Maybe 20.
2015 has not been a good year for you. God will do it again. Oh, you will cross over a new person. God will restore your life. I want you right now. You are saying in your life, I have lost so much. I want you to run to the fourth
world.
I want you to run to the fourth
world.
God will do it again. God will do it again. Come to the fourth
world.
I want to pray for you. You are saying, I have lost
so much.
I have lost so much. I need God to recover. I want you to come to the fore. Don't waste time.
Oscar, right Sinyanago.
We want to pray for you. God will do it again. God will do it again. In the name of Jesus. Don't wait for a chorus. Just come.
Oscar, yemela pina. Ita. Oscar, yemela pina.
Come, I want to pray for you. I came here for you tonight. Some of you, you are carrying a sickness. The sickness that you are carrying. Even if you are
swinging
a tente. But you know this sickness is killing you. You can come.
You can call.
You know when you look at your family. When you look at your husband. When you look at your results. Look at your reports.
You
say this is not my child. When you look at your mother. You look at your family. You say this is not my child. I want to pray for you tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Pira pela Jesu, pira pela modimo, wa mitolo. Pira pela modimo, wa mitolo.
Men of God, come. Men of God, come. Thank you, Jesus.
Pira pela modimo, wa mitolo. Wa mitolo. Pira pela modimo, pira pela Jesu.
Listen, I want you right now to open your heart. Open your heart. Open your heart. Open your heart. Jesus is here. Jesus will do it again in your life. Jesus will do it again in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That situation will change. In the name of Jesus. That sickness will not kill you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, you have been heartbroken many times. The spirit of bad luck that is following you, it must leave you now. Thank you, Jesus. Let's continue with this song.
Pira pela modimo, pira pela Jesu, pira pela modimo, wamitolo.
Ipala kata.
Pira pela modimo, wamitolo. Pira pela modimo.
Men of God, come and help me. Men help me.
Pela morte,
Our eyes are closed. Before I can sit, I want to pray for the sick. I want to pray for specifically for the sick people. But now, wherever you are, before you can come here, I want to pray a special prayer. Maybe you are in this tent. You don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are not saved. You need the blood of Jesus. You need the blood of Jesus. You are saying, never experienced Jesus in my life. Lord, the Bible says that God loved this world, that He gave His only Son, so that anyone who believes must be saved. Maybe you came to this tent. Somebody told you, let's go to tent. Or maybe you just said, let me just go to the tent. But you don't know Jesus Christ. Before we can pray for the sick, I want you to come. I want to pray for you. Just want to make this special prayer for you. And I believe God will bless you. In the name of Jesus. I want to pray for you. If you are not born again, please, I want to pray for you. Our eyes are closed. Our eyes are closed. If you are not born again, please don't waste our time. I want to pray for you. You need Jesus Christ in your life. You need Jesus in your life. I want to give you this chance once more. If you are not born again, I want to pray for you. God will bless you. But one day a call like this was made. And when we went there, we did not know that it was a life-changing call. I want you to come. I want to pray for you. Whether you are a child, you are a man, you are a grown person, I want to pray for you. Jesus.